The state's chief medical officer says there are no confirmed cases of swine flu in Alaska, but he says it's probable the deadly flu will make its way to the state. This comes as the World Health Organization today inched closer to declaring the world's first flu pandemic since the 1960s. KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
The swine flu outbreak has killed at least 149 people in Mexico, the epicenter of the outbreak. As of Monday afternoon, there were a total of 42 confirmed cases of swine flu in the United States. The closest confirmed cases to Alaska were in British Columbia, Canada. Jay Butler is the chief medical officer for the state. He says as of Monday, there were no suspected cases of swine flu in Alaska.
We are working hard to be able to detect cases if and when they show up in Alaska, and I really do suspect it'll be when rather than if. And working with our ongoing influenza surveillance to be able to make sure specimens get to the state virology lab so the appropriate testing can be done as quickly as possible.
He says symptoms of swine flu mirror those of seasonal flu and include headache, fever, sore throat, cough, and runny nose. Butler says the state has prepared a pandemic response plan that was developed over the last few years in response to concerns about bird flu.
This, of course, is playing out to be a very different type of situation in that this is a virus that very early on has shown that it can be transmitted person to person. The good news is it looks like the illness it causes is probably much milder than what bird flu does.
He says the state and federal governments are recommending that residents postpone or cancel non-essential trips to Mexico. The state is advising anyone returning from the Southwest or Mexico who becomes ill with flu-like symptoms to contact his or her health care provider. So far, Butler says the swine flu cases in the U.S. have been relatively mild when compared with those in Mexico.
Well, one of the big unknowns right now is whether or not this virus can cause a lot of severe illness or not. And one of the mysteries is why are there so many deaths being reported in Mexico? And a good number of them have been confirmed, whereas the exact same virus has sickened about 40 people. Again, that's with laboratory confirmation in the United States, yet only one or two have been admitted to the hospital.
Butler says the state is keeping an eye out for symptomatic residents who have recently visited Mexico. He says there will also be close attention paid to any flu-like symptoms aboard cruise ships traveling in the state this summer.
Cruise ships are certainly something we're very interested in, and we've had some conversation with the CDC already about specific recommendations for the cruise industry, particularly as we're just now starting to get into the cruise season. We know from past experience that influenza can be transmitted pretty easily in cruise ship environments. Back in the summer of 1998, we actually had quite an outbreak of summertime influenza among cruise ship passengers here in Alaska and among those that had traveled to British Columbia and many of the cruise ship stops along southeast.
Princess Cruises, Holland America Line, Carnival, and Royal Caribbean Cruises were all contacted for an interview on this subject. The corporations did not agree to interviews, but instead issued individual written statements. The cruise lines say they are closely monitoring the swine flu situation and that they are taking extra precautions to ensure the health of their passengers visiting Mexican ports. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.